Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we are being joined by the Perry Superintendent, Clark Wicks. And Clark, as always, really appreciate you stopping in to talk with me.
Well, I appreciate you keep that invitation to me. So good to be out here.
Absolutely. And yeah, let's talk about the Perry School Board as you guys met recently this past Monday. And there's a lot to go over. So I know there were some reports during the meeting. We'll start here with the district career and academic plan.
Yeah, the next two things I'm going to talk about were presentations at the board. The first one done by Kevin Vittiger, our director of teaching and learning, and Tammy Valine, high school guidance counselor. Their purpose was to talk about the district career and academic plan. A lot of things that schools need to do is get a career and academic plan, basically for kids K through 12. So they are working on that. It's called DCAP. And it should be exciting as we try to align all the different things that are going on in the school, but get kids thinking about what career do they want, what passion do they have, what kind of possibilities do they have. So Kevin and Tammy did a great job with that. The second one, Connie Sines, who is the academic advisor at DMAC, and Eddie Diaz, who is the head of the DMAC here in Perry, gave a brief update on the Career Advantage Plus. And basically what they're talking about, again, as far as careers, is instead of maybe taking classes at DMAC that aren't aligned to a particular path, they want to try to guide cohort groups into taking classes that align with each other, they connect with each other, so they come out to an academic path that will help better themselves as they proceed with their academic career. So two really cool things going on with the district career and academic plan, and then Career Advantage Plus with DMAC. So thanks to Connie and Eddie on that. The other thing that was, I think, a foundational part of Perry Schools is our professional learning communities. And Kenzie Simpson is a high school teacher in the language arts department, gave a great overview of what a PLC is, talked about the four main questions, and then talking about analyzing data and what do you do with that data, and then branched out into the instructional piece, what I call differentiated instruction, but gave just a very succinct overview of the PLCs and what they're doing in that English department. So kudos to Kenzie Simpson for the work that she did there. Matt Hicks, our building and grounds director, also gave an overview of future radon testing. It's a state requirement. It's a mandate, unfunded, of course. But state requirement, though, that'll need to be getting started on that and get completed. I think it's July of 27 that we need to have that radon testing completed in all classrooms and any room that is occupied by individuals. So that's a big deal. Last thing, we're going to be working and continue to work on the Perry Elementary design process. And again, that's with SiteLogic. So we're going to be meeting with SiteLogic a couple times in March, and then on April 14th, SiteLogic will give a fine-tuned report to the board to tell them the progress that we're making with the elementary design process. So exciting happenings with not only the reports, but then also with Perry Elementary and getting that place updated. And we're excited to talk about the playgrounds. We're going to be having another new playground in the front and the back, and all of that takes a great deal of civil engineering as well as working with playground people, but we want to get that going yet this summer.
Absolutely, and the really exciting stuff here happening at the Perry School District. Again, speaking here with the Perry Superintendent, Clark Wicks. And Clark, I know also during the meeting, there was a couple of public hearings that were set.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, talk about that.
You bet. Per law, again, we need to have two public hearings to talk about our school budget. So the first hearing is going to be March 24th, 4 o'clock, Perry High School Brady Library. And then after that public hearing, we're going to have the second one, which will be April 14th at our regular board meeting. And that's going to be April 14th, 6 o'clock at Perry Community Brady Library. So two public hearings, reviewing our school budget and then talking about our property taxes.
Absolutely. And before we let you go here, just want to highlight, I know Perry just took some students that performed in the academic decathlon over this past weekend. And then you got some more students participating in the individual speech state contest, as I know Mandy Myers kind of leading that group. And so I know, you know, she said they had a successful kind of districts. And so that's always good to see within academics.
Absolutely. And those folks do a great job with the speech and the academic decathlon and not only organizing and preparing for it, and then but getting into the competition of that. So a couple good highlights there.
Absolutely. Again, we've been speaking here with the Perry Superintendent Clark Wicks. Clark, well, as always, really appreciate you stopping in. Was there anything else that you wanted to add?
The other thing that I'd add is springtime. It's going to be the spring sports are getting going, a lot of activity. And then before we know it, we're going to be in May. Graduation's going to be coming up, end of the school year. So we'll be making up a couple snow days, three of them, I think, maybe. But relatively speaking, a pretty good winter. The last blizzard was a doozy,
yeah.
No doubt about it. But I think if you can get through a winter season with a couple, two, three snow days, we're in pretty good shape. So we'll be talking more about the April and May as we get rolling next month.
Absolutely. Well, can't wait to hear about that. Again, it's Perry Superintendent Clark Wicks joining us here for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. Clark, thank you so much.
Hey, Shaquan, thank you. And as always, thank you for listening and make it a great day.
Our Dallas County Let's Talk program is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.